Then this merchant transferred some message over there, suddenly a death. A parrot died. Merchant is back talking to the parrot. Suddenly, even this parrot dies. This is where we are. Because this is what happens in love. A lot of things will die. A lot of stuffs that are in my mind and are going around and keep me busy will vanish. A lot of normal stuffs which are very important for animal life and for life itself doesn't matter to me anymore. That's how it happens. And Rumi talked about that, started to say, okay, this parrot, hearing what happened, fell down. Then he started, oh alas, and the merchant. But my parrot died. Because you will not be happy with something you're paying, except when you understand what you receive. Here is not that way. You have to trust and give whatever then you receive. Because here is not cause and effect. We are in the field of the opposites, okay? We are in the field of upside down. We are in the field of exception, not the rule. So, it's like this. You pay the price first. You know what the trick is? I'm going to tell you the trick right at the beginning. But normally, logically, if I tell you there is this, let's say, company, you have to pay a lot of money to them, then they will send you a very good surprise. What do you think?
I think I've heard this before.
You know what? This is what it is. Amazing thing is, I will tell you what is it that will surprise you. You know what's the surprise? They will send you a letter that you don't owe us much more. That's what they send you. The funny thing is, you will feel great about it. You pay a lot and you receive something that looks like nothing. But you will be happy in a very silly way. Because if they ask you, why are you so happy? Like these silly people, you are full of smile and say, I don't know. Because that's what love is. You pay. You surrender your logic, your self-protection, even yourself. Then you experience selflessness, which was with you, which is in you. And in all this, the other side, we haven't talked about it. We never do. Because that's beyond the understanding, thing like that. That's the space of magic. Amazing thing is, you will learn that the joy is in pain. When you pay for this, you find the joy. Because you owe it. Remember the first lottery? Do you want me to count your lotteries? How many one you won? You're sitting down here constantly trying to understand what this Rumi guy is talking about. If you're the realest people, you, although you don't look like, but you are the children of this monkey stuff, right? What is this luxury? What is this pleasure of understanding? All this, you are the winners, right? I don't remember you doing something about it. Anyhow, the merchant doesn't understand it. The merchant should have only one feeling. The only thing the guy knows up to now is regret. Because the merchant thinks about what? Lost benefits. All of them, they think about the money they should have made possible, but they couldn't, or it didn't happen. Then he admires this parrot. Suddenly, Rumi jumped out. He couldn't resist. He came out and said, "You know what? I'm thinking about describing this stuff, and something in me would say, it doesn't work like this. Let go of this. Because it should happen in the magical way. It doesn't happen this way." Then he thought about it after the reflection, said, "You know what? I will combine the alphabet, the speech, and all say, even something out of all of this to connect to you." And talking about that out of stuff, there is some exception of exception of exception. What is it? He said, "The only exception of the exception of the exceptions is Haq." That exception. And he said, "This subject we're talking about relates to that source. Need the explanation. It has the magic in it. And how does it happen? When I get rid of this self, what will remain? You tell me. If by a magical stuff I could do this and my self disappears, what will happen?" You wouldn't know. Let's go somewhere else. If suddenly I do this magic and every or any vibration that makes noise in this universe will stop, what will happen? What will happen?
Non-existence.
What?
Non-existence.
If this is the saying of Rumi, if you succeed to not only quiet your internal dialogue, but quiet all the existing sounds in the universe, then you will hear a voice which is saying, "Come back to me." That's not something out of vibration you could eliminate. But you forget about that, right? When I say you quiet all the real sounds, suddenly you thought about silence, right? You did the same with me. Let's come back again to me. Like this, myself disappeared. What would remain here? The breath in me. Because the breath has nothing to do with my physical existence. That's what we are talking about. Oh, alas, my breath, that was the song of this merchant. Because this parrot is the breath. That's why this parrot wants to be out. Rumi said, "Oh, you know what? I found personality in not being a person. And I realized that selflessness will give me a very strong self." That's the irony. "You know what?" He said, "Let me tell you something that I know you have difficulties to understand, but you cannot even object because the subject is strange to you. But if by chance you saw a lover, know that you're looking at the beloved as well, because lover and beloved are one, like one unit." He said, "This is the most important thing. Why is it so important? You tell me."
"Well, because you probably won't ever look straight into the face of love."
"So what's good about it?"
"Well, that if you can look into the face of a lover, you will be looking into the face.